That think that gospel music has gone too far. You think we've gotten too radical with our message. Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory. Woo! You better put them hands together and act like you know up in here. Cheap people. Church up in here. Come on, chat. Uh-huh.
my folks say
stop.
All my people say
stop.
All my folks say
stop.
Everybody say
stop.
Everybody, everybody
stop.
GP, are you with me?
Oh yeah.
Staring at the walls, the fire's lit, casting shadows on the world that now exists. Now the church must live within. We can build these walls again, but for now I pray for mercy on our souls. And the love for your brother no longer matters. Now our faith is on the ground. The house of God is burning down, and we're standing in the ashes of our shame when angels cry. I'll be the first to extend my hand to you, and forgiveness will begin to heal our wounds. It's time to see this eye to eye, brown or yellow, black or white. From these burning embers we can rise again. Oh, angels cry when innocence is shattered, and the love for your brother no longer matters. Now our faith is on the ground. The house of God is burning down, and we're standing in the ashes of our shame. When angels cry, try to hear the pain when angels cry. 'Cause only love can lead to change. Try to hear the pain when angels cry. Oh, when angels cry. Oh.
The name of this song is just simply Total Praise.
Angel voices. was Total Praise, written by Richard Smallwood, performed by Donnie McClurkin, and a live choir. One of my favorite songs to sing. It wouldn't have been a true gospel set if I did not keep us over at least 20 minutes. Before that, we heard When Angels Cry, a cappella by Take Six. One of their specialties is being an a cappella group. Beautiful, beautiful voices. Before that, we heard Stomp by Kirk Franklin with God's Property. That song samples One Nation Under a Groove by Funkadelic. So George Clinton has a writing credit on that. And there is a remix featuring Cheryl James, the rapper from Salt-N-Pepa. That was such a controversy when it came out in 97, and still sometimes has a little bit of creates a little tension between old and young, but it is it's a banger, it's a fun song. I remember when that music video dropped as a kid. It was something. Before that, we heard LaShawn Pace, I Know I've Been Changed, written by LaShawn Pace from their release He Lives. That is a call to altar, a testimonial kind of song. And before that, another one of my faves, In the Midst of It All by Yolanda Adams from Mountain High, Valley Low. There's a little bit of a reprise from We Fall Down by Donnie McClurkin played before that. And then Alabaster Box from the same titled release by CeCe Winans from a notable family in the gospel industry, the Winans siblings, her brother BB. I think there's like six of them who all sing, but she and her brother do a lot of collaborations.